Well, we all know why that song is playing, and if you don't, then you must be living underneath a rock. Hey guys, welcome to JetNation.com. I'm Courtney Arvelo, here with Phil Sullivan. Hello.
Hey Courtney, how are you doing today?
I'm okay.
You enjoy the game?
No, actually I didn't feel too good.
No?
No, I didn't feel good at that game at all.
I wonder what could have made you sick. I mean, the game was they won. What could possibly make you sick?
I ate the cheese fries.
The cheese fries?
I had the cheese fries.
That's what made you sick?
Yeah. It was either that or just resort to illegal substance abuse.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I figured I'd be safer with the cheese fries.
Okay. Did you happen to notice at all, like during the game, that Mark Sanchez, he was the quarterback, that he was benched?
Yeah.
You saw that?
I saw that.
Okay.
And that's why I resorted to the cheese fries.
So you resort to carbs?
Yes.
All right.
It's very girly of me.
Yeah, yeah. Did you, did that make you cry? How'd that make you feel?
It made me want to puke, actually. Don't eat the cheese fries at MetLife Stadium.
I would go on record as saying...
Just drink beer. It's safer.
That Mark Sanchez, his performance would make people sick way more than cheese fries.
No, the crowd made me sick, actually. The crowd. All the booze.
So everything around you made you sick except for the one thing that made the other 50,000 people sick. That you'd had no problem with.
Listen. Let's just cut to the point. I understand Mark is playing the worst he's ever played. And I am in full support of putting McElroy in because we need a win. I get it. But I still see potential in Mark. You know, I don't think it's fair. I just don't think he's been surrounded with the proper weapons either. And people, believe it or not, they still agree with me. I don't see Tim returning the rest of the year. I mean, at least for quarterback. And I definitely don't see him on the team next year.
You're talking about Tim, not Mark, but you see Mark back?
Yeah, I did. Well, yeah.
Well, Mark will be back because he's got $9 million guaranteed. But can we actually talk about how bad he was? Is that allowed? First play of the game?
Yeah, I know. I saw. I was there. Phil.
Let me just put that one up for grabs.
I was there. I had great seats. I was sitting behind them. So I was actually staring at the sideline more than I was the game.
Well, if you were close to the field, he probably threw a couple balls that you could have caught. That was one of the worst.
Well, I did buy those gloves with this. It was so cold. I had to buy gloves, and I bought the gloves with the stick on the other side.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was really tempted to go out there and start catching balls.
Maybe Mark
dropping them.
Maybe Mark was wearing the same gloves, and then I explained some of those passes. That was terrible. Terrible.
I'm not disagreeing. And I feel bad. I think he's taking it to a level. He's obviously humiliated. He doesn't like it. I can't say that word. He's embarrassed. And I think it's getting to a personal level. It's hard to shake it off now.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I can't blame him. It would happen with any job. If you just do your job wrong, you're embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed. And I'm taking it personal because I pay a lot of money to see that.
Oh, we're going to go down
They're
that route?
Playing one
we're
going to
go down
teams,
that route?
Playing one of the worst teams, and they were losing 3-0. So, great. If Nick Folk makes 2 field goals, they're winning 6-3. That's awesome. That was one of the worst changes. Last week, I talked about accountability, and it's what I wanted to see from Rex. Wanted to see him say, this cannot continue. This is terrible. Like, I'm just tired of people talking about his ego and this, and, you know, we're going to ruin him and he can never play again. Here's the deal. You're benched and we're going to put somebody else in, and that somebody else is Greg McElroy right now. And then if he turns out to not be better, you'll have a shot to win your job back. But until then...
You think this isn't like a permanent thing? Well, obviously we don't know because Rex isn't saying...
So is it going to be a permanent thing?
No. No way. I don't see it.
Well, let's talk about Greg McElroy then.
Okay.
So, went to Alabama, won a national championship. The knock on him was he was a game manager that didn't have great arm strength. They said some footwork stuff coming out. He couldn't run. He looked pretty good running the other day. You know, he ran for a first down, got that late hit, got him all fired up.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jets need a game manager. They're playing the Cardinals. The defense was phenomenal. We'll talk about the defense in a bit.
Yeah.
And all they needed was a game manager. And what does Sanchez keep doing? Turning the
freaking
bleep ball over. It's ridiculous.
Wait, do we need to invest in like
a 3-second delay?
Yeah.
Well, it depends. A bleep. If they bring Sanchez back as a quarterback, I'll invest in the delay.
Okay. All right.
If not, we don't have to.
Well, here's my question: how come all of a sudden you throw McElroy in, and Stephen Hill is like an Olympic athlete, runs like jumps like 10 feet in the air, catches the ball, slams down, lands on his back, and doesn't even fumble the ball? Oh, but when Mark throws it directly at the numbers, he drops it. Well, what's this all about?
I'd like to see that. I mean, this is not a video show, but if you have a clip of Mark throwing directly at somebody's numbers, I'd like to see it as proof.
Okay, you know.
No, even when he hits people,
I'm being dead serious.
But even when he hits people, he doesn't hit them directly. Like, he doesn't put it right there. Like, if you're throwing a slant,
you're doing what everyone else does. You're not talking about the other player. Explain to me why Stephen Hill suddenly knew how to play.
Stephen Hill made an awesome catch, that one where he dove and put his hand down and all that. He dropped the ball against the Pats. The Jets would have won that game. That's it. So these are the guys they have. That's not going to change. We've said that in the past. That's not going to change. Why is everybody playing better? Because they're fired up. If the fans are deflated watching Sanchez, who has more interceptions than touchdowns on the year, the team is deflated. So the line plays better. They see a fiery guy. I don't dislike Sanchez. I wanted him to be better. He's not.
Not to necessarily compare quarterbacks. So I know people are going to take this the wrong way, because a lot of people take everything I say the wrong way. So maybe I'm just not saying it the right way.
So, it's like everybody around Sanchez has to get better, and everybody around you has to understand your words better.
Exactly. No. What I was going to say is Matt Ryan and the Falcons threw 5 picks. Well, Matt Ryan, when they're playing the Cardinals, he threw 5 picks that game. Granted, of course, they still won, and I'm not saying...
Bad days happen.
That's what I'm trying to say. Bad days and bad seasons happen. I don't think he should be ruled out. Maybe the rest of the season, fine. You know what might even happen too? Rex might be using this, and we're going to talk more about Rex's thinking later, but I think he's going to use this as a Band-Aid
for
Mark, and like a slap on the wrist. Not a Band-Aid. A slap on Mark's wrist. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts in the Jaguars.
If I would be shocked, but if he's holding him accountable... I'll say this. If he starts him against the Jaguars, he's not holding him accountable. They brought the guy in. He played, you know, the end of the third quarter, the fourth quarter. The Jets essentially scored 2 touchdowns in the time he was in.
Did you hear that?
They kneeled it on the one.
Did you hear that sound? That's Tom, like, deleting everything.
Click.
On his computer right now.
Talking about Tom Chain?
Yes.
You know, he listens to these from the halfway house that he's in right now. He's a big fan. Big shout out to him. No, they're going to hold Sanchez accountable. They did that in that game. If they start him this week, that's not holding him accountable. The team will be deflated. I've said that there's no chance Rex will be fired. I'll change that and say if Rex goes back to Sanchez at this point and they lay an egg, there's a chance he's going to be fired.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is Rex putting him in now just to save his job? I mean, everyone wants to win, but there, I mean, saving more reason his job, beyond that.
The games that they have coming up are against bad teams. McElroy, the things he does well is not turn the ball over. He's completed, now this is in college, but he's completed 70% of his passes.
Yeah.
Sunday, he completed 70% of his passes, 71 or 72%.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, that's all they need. Run the ball and get a big third down conversion here and there is what they're asking of the quarterback to do. Sanchez has failed at that time and time again.
But he was...
Next. No, we could blame everybody else. They're not going to... We could blame everybody else. Here's what Sanchez gets to do right now. He gets to put on his big boy pants and sit on the sideline and do the right thing.
You're just dying to say that to me.
And then he'll... You know what? Will he get another shot? Yeah, because they don't want it to be Tebow.
It won't be Tebow.
They don't want it to be Tebow. They know that Tebow's not a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So did they use this to their benefit a little bit? Tebow was inactive, and then they used this game.
Theory?
Not a conspiracy theory, but they knew.
I mean, I know his ribs are whatever.
They use the timing to their convenience, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Just imagine what's going on, like in their heads, you know, like, oh wow, really. Wow, Rex, you really just did that.
But that's what it comes down to for us, because we root for the Jets. So I've said on other podcasts, I don't care who the quarterback is. I just want him to win.
Yeah.
I just want him to hold him accountable and win.
I think Rex is smart by not telling us who's starting right away. It's like, don't feed the starving media. Don't cause more headlines. Just focus on winning.
Well, yeah, focusing on winning would help. He said he's going to decide Tuesday, and then he's going to tell the media on Wednesday is what he said.
Like now Tuesday?
Yeah, today. He'll decide, but he'll tell the media on Wednesday.
Okay.
He'll have to tell the media because they'll see who's getting the first team snaps and practice and all that. But basically, it's got to be McElroy.
I'm not saying no. Start him. It doesn't matter to me, but...
It's got to be McElroy. I think what they're going to do is Tebow will be inactive and they'll say the ribs are hurt.
Yeah,
the ribs are still an issue. Sanchez will be the backup. But now...
Although New York Post had a breaking story
that
Tim Tebow said his ribs are healing. What else would they be doing?
Well, he's...
No, he's not going to play. You're right.
He's going to be inactive. But then they're going to have a problem the week after that because... The Jets are going to beat the Jaguars.
Yeah.
I said last week the Jets were going to beat the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to beat the Jaguars with McElroy, is my prediction.
Okay.
And now McElroy's won 2-0, and guess what?
Oh, since you won this game and the last game, you're going to start the next game.
Now he's the starter, but the problem then is Tebow's now healthy, and you have to make him active, and they're going to have to keep all three of them active.
Well, you shouldn't have had three quarterbacks in the first place.
Well... Anyway,
we don't need to even elaborate on it. I'm just saying. But I don't know. I'm just confused, as what the Jets want, if they want to keep their jobs or just win. You know, it's been an over-the-top year in regard to personnel. And just today, Braylon Edwards chimed in when he was asked about what he thought about benching Mark Sanchez. And he's defending Mark and saying it is, the higher ups and the coaches.
Yeah, he said the idiots. The idiots running the organization.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it.
You know, Braylon. Nice. Braylon's being loyal, but if Sanchez was a good friend, he wouldn't have let him drive drunk.
Oh, please! He wasn't even with him that.
Friends night. Don't let friends drive drunk.
He wasn't even at that. What was it? It's like some. It was for like a.
Braylon's DUI
thing.
Braylon's DUI was Mark's fault.
So was they weren't even together that night. You know who was with them? DeBrickashaw Ferguson. And I even think Matt Slauson, but don't quote me on that. I know DeBrickashaw Ferguson was...
Mark's fault. He's the leader of the team.
No, it's Braylon's fault because he didn't call the NFLPA.
McElroy will not let his receivers drive drunk.
Okay, you're pushing it, man. Let's go on to the defense. Let's talk about something positive.
All right.
Our extremely awesome kick-ass defense that beat the Cardinals...
Well, yeah, there's some good numbers there, but, you know, it's against the Cardinals, and you take it with a grain of salt, but you're still happy they played well.
Cardinals went 3-and-out on 10 of 14 drives. Leron Landry, he, once again, helped us out big time. Mo Wilkerson stepped up also, but, you know, I have a soft spot for Leron Landry, killing it out there.
Only four drives for the game did they get a first down on. That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cardinals, I don't know, the quarterback play the Cardinals got made Sanchez look actually okay. That was probably the worst display back and forth.
We only sacked them once, right?
He was just throwing incompletions over everybody's heads. Yeah. But, yeah, the defense did what they needed to do. It's against the Cardinals. But, hey, that's what you take what you get.
No, it helps you win. And, of course, special teams still struggling. I don't know what happened there. We just went... Like downhill.
Yeah, I don't see that getting fixed this year. You know, West Hoffman's way out.
I don't see it getting fixed next year.
I know. You have the whole off season, so you got to take that a little more serious. What you do is guys that are on the fringe, you take some of those lower roster spots, you take special teams a little more seriously, like as to who you keep and don't keep. But I don't know. Westhoff is...
He retired already.
Westhoff. Samini wrote an article that... you know, this year's bothering Westhoff so much, he wouldn't expect him to unretire. Not with the Jets. He's retired, and he's not going to take a job next year. You know, you could see him coming back because he's had a, whatever, 27-year, whatever year career.
Yeah.
And this is a black eye because they're terrible on special teams this year.
Yeah, it's really not good.
Nick Folk hitting. Do you ever see somebody hit? I don't think I've seen upright on the one side of the field, upright on the other side of the field. That's kind of impressive.
He kicks better from 50 yards out than he does 30 yards in.
Well, He missed, I think, a 51-yarder. I don't remember what it was.
Did he? I don't remember.
One of them
apparently
was like a 50.
I wasn't watching the entire game because I tweeted something wrong. I'm not even going to go into it. I looked away for a second and I thought...
No. You didn't tweet something wrong. Everyone misunderstood your tweet.
Oh, that's right.
Please. You must be like Sanchez and blame everyone around
that's
you.
Right. No, Sanchez blames himself. He went, oh, poor me.
I didn't see him stepping up for Braylon, but whatever.
Oh, you
poor
know...
Poor guy, DUI. That's horrific. Mark's fault. All right, let's look at the Jaguars.
The cops on the West Side Highway are pain in the ass. He's probably driving totally fine, and they're like, oh, look at that. Probably profiled him in his big, beautiful Escalade.
Okay.
Yep.
So this is Courtney speak for it's everybody's
this
fault.
This is what happens to me when I'm in the city, so come on, people.
Everyone else's fault again. So let's look at the Jaguars. They're 2-10. They're terrible.
They're awful. I think when Tim Tebow goes down there, he should talk about getting a job there.
You know what? He would help them. I mean, they're getting blown out. They're getting blown out week in and week out. They've scored 206 points on the year. They've given up 342.
And one win at home.
Pretty big. Yeah, one win at home. That's a pretty big point differential. Like, when you look at them by the numbers, it's not even worth going into. They're the 24th ranked passing offense. They're the 32nd ranked rushing offense. They're the 28th ranked passing defense and the 31st ranked rushing defense. Essentially, they're bad at everything.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow would be
perfect
for them.
Perfect for them.
So maybe that's where he'll go. I don't think it's even worth digging into the game. The Jets.
No, it's not because I don't even know.
We don't know who the Jets are going to play a quarterback. Nope. We think it'll be a McElroy. But they got to just run the ball, manage the game, and win. And let Sanchez take notes on the sideline. What he does best.
He's taking a lot of notes, but he had to. He wasn't taking notes. He's writing down stats and shit.
He was charting plays.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if he's good at that. Because then if he's good at that, that's important. So we could pay him $9 million next year to do that.
Shut up.
$9 million. They can't cut him.
I know they can't cut him. It's okay. He looks good in green and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like...
Matches his eyes.
Well, here's one last thing on Sanchez. But then we'll do the shout outs and then I think we're done. But you've always had this dream of dating him.
No, this is you've you're totally always, killing this podcast right now.
You've always had this dream of dating him.
You're loving it right now. I never had the dream. Can we just remind people listening, I am a Jets fan, not just a Mark Sanchez fan. There's a team here. There's like 52 other guys.
All right. Well, I've watched you chastise people in the parking lot for wearing Tebow jerseys and getting the fist fights, but whatever.
Because I don't think Tebow should have been drafted.
Traded for? Jets didn't draft him.
That's what I meant to say. Signed. See? So, I'm getting riled up here.
Your chances of
disagree with me, okay? Disagree with me.
Your chances of dating Sanchez just got a lot better. Because he's not going to be in the NFL much longer.
Shut up. Does anyone have any money? What's the point? Right. Oh, I'm just kidding.
So the Jets will beat the Jaguars. I say McElroy will start. And then they do that. They're closer to 500. Save the season a little bit and see what they can do. At least take the rest of the year and see what McElroy's all about. Because Sanchez has proven what he's not about. They know what Tebow's not about. Let's see what McElroy is about.
I don't know. Like I said, because there what is that? Mark was... No, I'm sorry. Rex was consoling Mark, like, right before his press conference. Like, you know Rex is still, like, has the hots for Mark. You know, like... It's his baby.
Well, maybe Mark has nice feet. We'll never know.
Sorry, I was drinking. Oh, no. Yeah, no. Anyway, shout outs.
All right.
Do you have any? Because I have some.
You go first.
It's a story. So shout out, my first shout out goes to that guy at MetLife that took my sign away from me.
Your sign.
My sign. Now, I know you're not allowed to have signs. I managed to sneak one in because I'm a rebel. And so I was like, oh, when should I wave my sign? Actually, it wasn't that little. It was like 3 by 5
what
feet.
What did it say?
Well, hold on. So I was like, I don't know when to, you know, put it up. And then I saw the Jets defer the ball in classic style. And I was like, all right. So then Mark's walking out in the field with everyone else. As he walks down the field, I stand up there, bomb. I'm waving my friggin' things around. And it says...
Drum roll, please.
It says, fly or die, support number 6.
Wow.
Yes. Okay? I wasn't trying to be the next Fireman Ed. I just was dying to sneak a sign into MetLife Stadium. So I sit down. And then he throws... Okay, yeah, great. Then I sit back down and crumple my little sign up. And then 2 minutes later, they walk over and they take it away from me. So then, later on in the game, there's a couple empty seats around me. I met a guy from, like, you know, one of the guest service guys sits right next to me in the empty seat. And I look at him, I'm like, hey, I'm like, are you just doing crowd control? I'm like, are you really watching the game? And he's like, both. And I'm like, oh, I'm like, well, why can't you bring signs into the stadium? He's like, I don't know, but there was someone that down here I saw earlier with the sign. He's like, oh, I got him, though. I got him. And I just looked at him, and I was like, yeah, that was me.
Oh, they took it, and then...
Yeah. Did
they take it because it was...
Yeah.
Did they take it because it was in support of Sanchez, or just because...
Because there's a sign? I don't know, and I asked him. He just laughed.
Oh, he wouldn't say.
He just laughed. I
have
another shout out though.
Well, true story. Last thing on that before the game, you told me you had a sign, mm-hmm. and you told me it was for Sanchez, and you said to me, "When should I show it?"
Yeah.
And I said, "You might." And this is a true story. I said, yeah. "You might want to show it before he throws his first interception. So show it early."
It happened.
And yeah, so there you have it.
I jinxed Mark. Mark was benched because of me.
My only shout out is to Rex Ryan for finally doing the right thing and being a head coach and not being the player's best friends. Sometimes you got to do the right thing and it hurts. And the Jets won the game. They wouldn't have won if he didn't bench Sanchez. So a shout out Rex.
Who do you think made that initial call? Mark or Tony's? Not Mark. Mark. Sorry.
Yeah, Mark said, "Take me out of here."
Mark's like, "I gotta get out of here." If I were him now, I'd want to get out of here. I'd want to go to another team if I were Mark.
They talk about it during the week, and they talk about it, but that's Rex's call. So what's your other shout-out? You said you had one more?
Yeah. Since Jet Nation is a fan-based site, and this is the fan-based show, you know, we basically just talk about my opinion a lot, and you disagree with it. My shout-out goes to a couple of people on Twitter. I had a very intelligent conversation last night with people that were not hating.
Wait, did you just say you had an intelligent conversation?
Yes, I had an intelligent conversation with people on Twitter. And it's very rare these days, so I was highly appreciative as they spoke to me on my way back home from work. It's a very long ride. Okay, so it's Team Thirst Trap, Hogs Boss 0197, and K Weston 83. Well, and if you don't listen to this, I'm going to take that shout out back.
So, yeah, no, kudos to them for getting you to be the other half of an intelligent conversation. Because that is a daunting task.
No, they, we actually, maybe I was just happy because they agreed with me. No, I'm just kidding. On certain levels. Maybe they're a little crazy and they're like, why is she saying my name?
That's funny.
I don't agree with what she says. No, we were talking about how Mark would probably at this point be better on another team. If I were Mark, I'd want to go to another team. I'm full of support of that.
That would be a mutual divorce.
Yeah.
What? Jet fans want him to go somewhere else.
It's not going to happen. I mean, you gotta be
he's going to have really to take a pay cut. But so, all right. I have one shout out. I'm going to shout out you, Courtney, because you were a very good sport on Sunday. We do this video, and I have footage of this, which we will release. Courtney said she had to go to the bathroom. And we had a camera crew there, and she was in the Royal Flush, which is the granddaddy of all Porta-Johns. And she was in there, you know, doing her, you know, nature's business.
I drank a lot.
Of water?
No, yeah.
Of beer?
No, every tailgate that we went to, offered me a Patron shot. That was a lot of Patron shots for breakfast, that's all I have to say.
So she was in there, and we waited outside and kind of ambushed her as she was coming out. But what happened is a crowd formed because they saw the camera with this big high def camera and a crowd formed and people like started coming up and it was a bit of a crowd out And I stood there at the microphone waiting for her to come out. And the funniest thing, this guy is just going nuts about 10 feet away. And he's like, there's a girl in there and she's doing a number two and they're going to catch her.
Oh my God.
They're going to catch her with the camera.
Embarrassment. So, you totally just threw me under the bus. Well, wait a second. You didn't really throw me on.
I'm not
rewind.
Commenting on what was happening there.
I didn't sound shit. I don't know. I can't even talk in words. The more I talk, the worse it gets.
So anyway, just.
I had to take a leap before we went into the game, okay?
You handled it well, unlike your response right now. You handled it well. You rolled with it. And but I do have video, which we will release eventually.
Great. Can't wait. I won't be watching it.
But I think that about wraps us up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think we should just cut it off right there. So for all you listeners, thanks for listening. Make sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. As always, please join us in the forums. These conversations get juicier and juicier, and there's more hate against me now than ever. Tom Shane. So thanks, Phil, for embarrassing me.
Well, thank you, Courtney, for everything. Yeah. Got a Jets win this week.
So thanks again for listening, guys. I'm Courtney Rillo.
This is Phil Sullivan.
Go Jets. Sweet home.